time now for our Four City Coaches Show here on KIOW. Talking now with head boys basketball coach of the Forest City Indians, Coach Dan Rosacker. And Coach, you're not unfamiliar to Forest City fans, but for anybody listening that is unfamiliar with you, can you just kind of quickly tell me about yourself?
Yeah, you know, as far as basketball goes, I've been in the program off and on for 30-plus years, and head coach is my 25th season here. So really enjoyed what we're doing here, and you know, we've got a great fan base, and the kids are great, and we're off to a good start this year, and just want to keep building on what we have in place.
Who makes up your coaching staff this year?
Ryan Eastfold, who has been with us for a long time as an assistant, Zach Delavoux, volunteer as an assistant, and then in our JJB, we have Jason Blazer and Ryan Smith. So really good staff that we've had together for a long time. Ryan played for me a long time ago, and so very familiar with it, and they do a great job with the kids in the process of getting them ready to play at all different levels. So really pleased with the group we have there.
Coach, where does your passion for basketball come from?
You know, it's as long as I can remember, I've always wanted to coach, and I've always been involved in basketball in one way or another, and I just really like the game. I think it teaches you a lot of things, and, you know, sports has always been a big thing in our family, and it just, just something I really got into at a young age, and what I really like teaching and the practices I really enjoy, and then that carries over the game. So, I don't know, just the competitiveness and the different things that happen within the game, and things happen so fast, and you've got to be resilient and bounce back when things don't go great. So just a lot of little things in the game of basketball that I really like.
What are you looking forward to this season?
Just seeing the guys develop. We've got a really deep roster this year, and just trying to find ways for, you know, guys to improve as they go. And I think you saw that from game one to game two already. We saw some big steps, especially defensively. So conference is going to be really good this year. You're seeing some really competitive teams, really competitive games early. You know, our goal always starts with wanting to win the conference championship, and then you get into February, March, you want to make a run and hopefully get down to Des Moines in the state tournament. So that's something we always look forward to and something we build to. But smaller goal-wise, I guess each practice, each game we want to improve. We really push and talk about the little things. And if you do the little things right, it turns into big things. And that's kind of what you want to push forward to as we go.
Tell me a little bit about the team this year. Who makes up the team?
You know, we've got a lot of guys that are getting in the rotation this year. We'd like to get in the rotation. We've got not a huge senior class, but we got Ty Sopko's back as one of our senior leaders, and he's played quite a bit over the last, you know, this is his fourth season, obviously, but the last three especially, but just done a lot of things for us. You know, he's a good three-point shooter defensively. I think he's taken just huge steps the last couple of years, and this year is really, from his junior year to his senior year, has really become a leader for us, and you're seeing him mature and gain confidence and playing really well for us. So then we got a really large junior class that some guys that returned. I'm going to miss everybody. I'm not going to be able to go through all 18 guys, but, you know, we've got all conference players back in Cooper Blazer and Holden Reynolds, and, you know, we're seeing Holden getting a lot of attention, and that's something we're going to have to work on from an offensive standpoint, how we're going to try to get him open and still involved in the game, because he's definitely a focal point for other teams' defense. And, you know, Cooper had a great night for us last night, just a versatile guy that can play, you know, one through four. And then Creighton Worth is a move-in this year, came into our program as a junior, and really good shooter, really high IQ basketball player, and has really fit in well with us. So a lot of guys there, and, you know, we got Peter Wilson that's coming off the bench and doing some things for us, and, you know, just a lot of guys. You know, Riley Eastfold had some time last year for us, and just, you know, I like the experience we have back. Jacob Smith's running our point guard this year, and his brother Jackson getting some time. So Colin Thompson's another junior that's seeing some minutes. So, you know, I'd love to be able to go through all 18 guys, but as we go in the season, I think we'll touch on all of them. But all of them are doing a good job in their role, whether it's a lot of minutes or playing JV, whatever. I just like the way the guys have been working the first 2 weeks of the season.
Just two games into the season so far, Coach. How have those two games gone?
You know, the first game was the first game, I guess is the best way to put it. I thought we did some really good things, but there were some things that we didn't do as well as I expected us to do. Offensively, we did some nice things in the Eagle Grove game, but defensively, it was more of an execution thing. The effort was there. We were going hard. We just sometimes were out of position, and we spent some time with film and practice this week, and I think we really got that corrected going into Garner. But you go back to that Eagle Grove game, we had three guys in double figures, with Creighton had 14 points and Cooper had 17, and Holden was 17 as well, along with 13 rebounds. So did a really good job of moving the ball around and getting people involved. And those guys were executing high level. And Peter Wilson came off the bench in both games, especially the first game. I thought against Eagle Grove we were kind of stagnant a little bit. He came in and gave us a spark, and he had 6 points and four rebounds as well. So kind of a roller coaster game the first night, and you got to give Eagle Grove credit. I thought they came in and had a really good plan and played really well offensively, and defense took advantage of some things. We were making some mistakes defensively, so I thought they did a nice job against us, but we were able to come away with that 68-57 win. And then you go to last night, we went down to Garner, and, you know, that's always a fun rivalry. And I thought, you know, going into the game, we really focused on wanting our defense to feed our offense and kind of set the tone. And I thought we really did that in that game. Ended up with a 62-39 win, and Cooper just had a great night for us, 21 points and 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and Ty Sopko had 11, and Creighton again with 9, but just a lot of guys got in the stat book that we rotated a lot of guys through, and every time in we were playing defense really, really well. I thought they had a hard time running a lot of their sets against us last night, and we were able to take them out of a lot of things. So really, really liked what we saw from game 1 to game 2, and hopefully we can keep building on that.
Looking ahead, Coach, to next week, Four City's scheduled to play 3 games, and they're all home games, including 2 conference games against North Union and North Iowa, with a non-conference matchup between Algona sandwiched in between. Tell me a little bit about those 3 opponents.
Yeah, you know, it's our schedule's a little bit of a quirk from last year. We were on the road a lot last year. This year we're at home a lot, which we really like. So, yeah, you're right. We have three games here with 2 conference games with North Union and North Iowa, and you know, North Union returns a lot of guys, and North Iowa is always going to come down and play hard. And then you got Algona, who's, you know, a really good program. Last year they struggled a little bit, but I think they're going to be playing a lot better this year, and look forward to what we have coming. The guys are going to have to get improved quickly with just a couple practices, and you know, they like playing the games, obviously. That's why we all want to keep doing this, but at the same time, we got a very little bit of time to prepare for these 3 games. So we'll get some time on the court and do some things with film and hopefully be ready to go.
Coach, you mentioned the scheduling. 11 of the first 13 games are in Forest City, including each of the next 9, but the 6 of the last 8 are on the road. How does that lopsided schedule impact the team?
Well, it's just something you got to deal with. You know, it's something we talk with the kids, you know, off and on with the weather in Iowa. You know, there's times you're going to play 4 games in 5 days. That's just something you have to do. And, you know, last year it was flipped around, so we were on the road a lot early, got a lot of home games at the end. It is what it is. I mean, you have to play a certain amount of teams. You have to play your conference teams, your non-conference, and we just approach it. It doesn't matter when you play them, where you play them. We just have to be prepared and show up and do our thing. So, but you're right, it is pretty unique to have that many home games to start. I think we have only 8 or 9 on the road, which last year, like I said, it was flipped because our non-conference games are all at home this year. Last year, they were on the road. So it's just something we don't put a whole lot of stock in preparing differently for games, whether they're on the road or home or conference, non-conference. We just look at the next opponent and be ready to go when we show up that night. So not something we address a ton, but we do touch on a little bit that you have to be basically just be ready and not peeking ahead to other games.
Awesome, Coach. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and best of luck this week. We'll chat again next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Josiah.
That has been Four City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker here on our Four City Coaches Show on KIOW.